This show is brought to you by Nedbank Business Banking. Wouldn't you rather have a bank that puts the expert back into expertise? Search Nedbank Bigger Picture Business Banking.
Consultancy firm Bain has withdrawn from Business Leadership South Africa following backlash over its involvement in the capture of SARS. BLSA has also come under fire for keeping Bain as a member under the circumstances. And even though Bain has resigned, Treasury says the consultancy firm has much more to answer for. Busi Mavuso, CEO of BLSA, joins us now. Thank you very much for your time, Busi. Now, BLSA has faced immense criticism over reinstating Bain back into the business body. Considering how things have unfolded and the fact that Treasury now says that Bain still has lots more to answer for, firstly, what were the reasons for reinstating Bain into BLSA last year? And looking at how everything has unfolded, was it enough?
Thank you very much, you know, for inviting us to at least be able to put our side of the story as we've been doing as BLSA. And I'm glad that you actually at least are one of the media houses that are not running with the narrative that we readmitted Bain after we requested them to pay back the fees, you know, because I see that that is actually making headlines out there. And maybe let me just say that that is utter nonsense. You know, that doesn't make sense. You know, paying back the fees, of course, can never be enough. You know, with these institutions that we actually suspend, and Bain is not the first one, may I say, you know, we've suspended KPMG before, and there was a list of issues that we wanted them to deal with so that they can ensure that they operate the organization in an ethical manner. And Bain was not different. So paying back the fees was even actually quite minute. So in terms of answering the question of what were the reasons why we readmitted them back, of course, you would remember that we suspended them in September 2018, you know, when the issue of the state capture project was at its height, and we learned of their involvement in the state capture project led by their former CEO, Mr. Vittorio Masson. You know, and after that, there was obviously the suspension, and the suspension lasted for over 2.5 years. And in the 2.5 years, we've been working with them, you know, to actually look at how do you actually ensure that you operate your organization in a more ethical manner? How do you actually ensure that you live up to the integrity pledge that you have signed with Business Leadership South Africa? So some of the conditions that were requested them to meet was that, number one, you have to make sure that you undertake institutional reforms that will enable you as an organization to conduct your operations and your business in an ethical manner. Number two, we said that you have to make sure that you tighten your control environment so that this that has happened at Bain doesn't happen again. Number three, you have to make sure that you fire all the executives that were involved in the state capture project. Number four, you have to ensure that you actually, you know, put in place oversight or undertake oversight or put in place oversight of all the work that you bring in, especially from government, not just from government, but especially from government, so that you don't sit in an environment where you've got one executive or one partner that actually makes all the decisions, you know, in as far as, you know, the work that these companies bring in. And if you've listened to the Bain story, I mean, Athol Williams is also on record saying that Vittorio Masson in Bain had too much power. You know, he was the one who said what goes and what doesn't go. He was the one who actually made almost all the decisions. Do we believe that? No. You know, I don't think that one person can have that much power, you know, such that they actually make all the decisions for the organizations. And it is for this reason, you know, that we're actually currently working with the NPA, because we want to see justice being done. We want the NPA to get to a point where they unveil all the rot that is still hidden within, you know, the ANC, within this organization, you know, the executives that have not been named yet, even the executives at Bain that are currently still protected because their names have not been mentioned. We want to make sure, you know, that all that rot that still remains hidden is actually unearthed and actually uncovered.
Busi, can
and of
I just...
course, the other one...
Can I
Sorry,
just...
the other one was obviously that they must pay back the fees. So that was the process that we undertook, and it was the same with KPMG.
Yeah, so I mean, with what you've said, BLSA was satisfied with the reforms that the company was undertaking. So now that BLSA has, that Bain has taken itself out of BLSA, do you think that was premature, or do you think that it was the right thing to do?
If it was premature, then the question I would ask is how so? You know, because then you would remember that there were calls for us to resuspend Bain. And the question that we've been asking ourselves, you know, internally was that there is no new information that has been unveiled by the Zondo report that we did not know then. What people seem to forget is that the Zondo report is a culmination of 4 years of work. You know, the information that they're unveiling is the information that we've been hearing in the testimonies that have been happening at the Zondo Commission. But there was no new information with regards to Bain that would have led BLSA to resuspend them again.
So you know,
so it's similar to the KPMG case.
Yeah.
It's like someone were to start running with the narrative that because of the Zondo report, resuspend KPMG. Why? Yeah. You know, because in as far as you are concerned, they've done a good job of trying to clean up their organization and operating.
So you don't think that it was the right thing for them to do to actually resign from BLSA?
They've got their own reasons in terms of why they've resigned, you know, and I absolutely respect that. I agree with them. One of the biggest reasons that they've cited is that the noise after the Zondo report is really distracting BLSA from focusing on what we need to focus on, because we're very clear as business, not just BLSA, organized business in its entirety, that the role that business has to play right now is to look at how do we capacitate the NPA so that they can start with the prosecution that is so much required right now. Mm-hmm. So I absolutely agree with them that, you know, what we've been seeing and the uninformed narrative, you know, and the ignorance, you know, as far as the BLSA role in this entire thing is concerned, you know, has been quite distracting.
And
that is correct.
And quickly, Musi, I know that in 2018, Bain was suspended, but were there any talks during this period where, you know, there were conversations about them being expelled at any point?
There weren't, you know, because then, remember, when we expel, when we suspend organizations, rather, and it wasn't just Bain, right? I've mentioned KPMG. We've suspended Transnet. We've suspended Eskom. We suspended, not expelled, because number one, we don't believe that any organization is beyond reproach. We don't believe that the architecture and system of business is inherently corrupt. What we do believe, and you know, I want you to listen to me carefully when I say this, because when I say we don't believe the architecture and system of business is inherently corrupt, the headlines out there is that BLSA is saying Bain is not inherently corrupt. That's not what I'm saying. What we do believe is that within each institution, you've got corrupt individuals, you've got corrupt executives, you've got corrupt managers, you've got corrupt employees. And what we are going for is BLSA incapacitating the NPA is that those corrupt individuals and executives and CEOs are the ones that actually have to be chased after, are the ones that have to be put in overall, are the ones that have to be dragged to court to answer for their crimes and to answer for the demise of the South African economy. And that includes the Bain executives and Vittorio Masson, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Musi. We have unfortunately run out of time, but of course, this is still a developing story, and I'm sure we are going to have more conversations on it. Thank you very much for your time. That was BLSA CEO Musi Mavuso.
This show was brought to you by Nedbank Business Banking. Wouldn't you rather have a bank that puts the partner back into partnership? Search Nedbank Bigger Picture Business Banking.